Junction, Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, Junction, how's that function?
I got three.
All right, that's a great piece of music. Thank you very much. Joining us on the KSCO Live Line, and we'll bring him on the air, is Jeff Rubin. Jeff is the founder of National Punctuation Day, and just due to scheduling, I couldn't actually make it for Monday, so we're doing it today, but Monday is National Punctuation Day. Morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. You're getting a head start on the holiday.
Indeed. What made you come up with it in the first place?
Well, I'm an ex-print journalist, and I just got sick of what I was seeing in newspapers, magazines, and now books, typos, punctuation errors, grammar errors, poor syntax, just a lack of command of the English language.
And it is a wonderful language, is it not?
It's a wonderful language. It's a beautiful language when spoken and written properly, and it's extremely difficult because it has a lot of rules.
It does. Now, I've been on your website, and I've been checking it out, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is the difference in when used in writing between brackets and parentheses?
Well, parentheses is used to include a material that might be de-emphasized, but you want to get it in there anyway, so you would put it in a regular sentence. You would use brackets if you have a quotation. If you're quoting someone and you want to put some explanatory material in the middle of the quote, the brackets would indicate that that's information that you put in and it's not part of the quote.
I see. Okay, and that was what I had learned. I didn't know about the parentheses, but I did know about the brackets. Now, next one up. Hyphen and dash. The dash is longer than the hyphen when actually written, but what is the difference between the two and what purposes do they serve?
Well, a dash, which is the longer one, is a punctuation mark that connects or separates phrases and sentences. So it has a shorter cousin, which is the hyphen, and that connects or separates individual words.
I got you. Okay, I have a shorter cousin as well.
I think all of us do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you go to schools and you teach punctuation.
We do. This is the fourth year of National Punctuation Day. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. The media likes it. And it's a catchy title. It begins with a P, punctuation. For some reason, words that begin with a P are funny.
Is that true?
Yes, it is, and catchy. And then, you know, after a while, you have to think, can you do something more? So we took a year, we wrote a program called Punctuation Playtime. And it's a 45-minute assembly program for schools. We work with little kids in grades 1 through 6. And my wife and I go in, and we perform this program, and we teach the kids 13 punctuation marks, and then we reinforce the learning with a series of games, like pin the punctuation mark on the sentence, and the punctuation relay tag. And I'll tell you, it's amazing. We were in Chicago 2 weeks ago, and we invited a TV reporter to come up and see us do a program. So she stayed for a whole program, and at the end she comes up and she says, it's amazing. The kids get it. You can see from the beginning, some of the kids didn't know what you're talking about. And by the end, they're raising their hands and they're yelling out correct answers. And it's true. They get it. The kids are smart. All the kids are smart. Doesn't matter what socioeconomic level. We work with kids in wealthy school districts. We work with Title I kids. They're all smart and they all want someone to teach them things in a fun way.
What would you say then is the reason that for the lack of punctuation teaching by their teachers, whether it's their general teacher or whether it's an English teacher, why is that message not being heard? Or is it because we have in fact become extremely sloppy and lazy?
Yes and yes. We have become extremely sloppy and lazy. You see it in text messaging and emails. Even I make mistakes in emails. We rely on spell checkers and grammar checkers, none of which work properly. Now, as to why it's not being taught in schools, the teachers tell me that they have to teach to the tests, especially in California.
Yes, that's true.
And so they have a rigid syllabus. They cannot deviate from the syllabus. So punctuation, I have teachers who tell me punctuation is thrown in when they have an opportunity to do it. But I don't know that there's a school in California that devotes an entire class period to teaching punctuation, or for that matter, grammar or spelling. You know, when I went to school, even in high school, and of course this is back in the Stone Age, senior year of high school, we had a spelling test every Friday afternoon, words.
Yeah, we had spelling tests all the time as well.
I don't see that, but of course, they don't teach civics anymore. Who knows what, boy, now I'm dating myself, civics? Who knows? I mean, when I got out of high school, I actually knew how governments run. They don't teach that anymore either.
No, it's interesting because, it can make, when you're reading a newspaper, and I'm a big fan of print.
Me too.
When you're reading a newspaper, you can actually burst out laughing at some of the errors.
Oh, it's incredible. And one of the things we do on National Punctuation Day is to celebrate. My wife and I go out for bagels and coffee. We grab the San Francisco Chronicle or the Contra Costa Times. It doesn't matter. And we go through the paper and we redline it. And that's a journalism term for circling all the mistakes with a red pen.
Yeah, and I bet you come up with quite a few.
Oh, it's amazing. And then, of course, we mail them back into the editors, and that makes me extremely popular. but Rosemary, now I'm finding them in books. I'm reading a book now, just published this year, about Branch Rickey. He's the baseball executive who signed Jackie Robinson to break the color line in 1947. I mean, every couple of pages, there's a typo, a run-on sentence, a misspelled word. It's just unbelievable.
I have to say, now you mentioned about email. I was just thinking there about the email, and I get a lot of email, as you can imagine.
I probably made a mistake in the one I sent to you.
No, but it's nobody uses punctuation. I use punctuation because I was taught to use it. But in email, it doesn't seem to matter. It's like that's fine to have that omission.
Well, and in text messaging, there are no vowels. And so now a whole generation of kids are growing up not knowing what a vowel is.
I know. Why are there no vowels? Are they more expensive?
No, they're not. It's just longer to type them in.
Yeah, I was just... Actually, someone just printed me up a list, and it's very, very extensive, because I don't know how to text message. I've got 32 pages of the chat acronyms and text messaging shorthand. I have no idea what they mean. Without this list, I would never have known.
My publicist who contacted you, he's got school-age kids. And he sends me emails that are in text message form. I have no idea. He sent me one a couple of days ago. Honest to God, I emailed him back and I said, are these actually words? please write in complete sentences when you're sending me email.
Yeah, this was called NetLingo, the Internet Dictionary, just so that you know. Now, because we're running out of time here, we're speaking with Jeff Rubin. National Punctuation Day is Monday. What is the ellipsis used for, and who knew it, and how long has it been going?
Oh, I can't answer how long it's been going, but what it is, it's three evenly spaced dots, periods, with spaces between the ellipsis and the surrounding letters. And that's a common typesetting mistake that I see, is that the first period is
right next to the word,
so there's a space there. And it indicates that there's an omission of letters or words in a sentence. So let's say you had a sentence, the United States has had many great leaders, ... who have made this country strong. So what did I take out? I took out the names of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Calvin Coolidge,
etc.
Yes.
And there's only, by the way, for those of you listening, one gaffe that a lot of you make and you don't realize it, you only use the word etc. once. Correct?
Well, that's a new one on me. Isn't there something that goes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, it's a friend of mine who owned a business called that. But I was taught that it was only necessary for it to be once.
You only use it once.
Yes, that's right. Well, I think this is a very fun thing that you're doing.
Thank you.
And I want to know why the official, there is meatloaf for National Punctuation Day.
Well, I did a radio show last week in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And in my research, I got on the website and I saw this recipe, and the recipe called for the ground beef mixture to be scooped with an ice cream scoop into a muffin tin. So making little meatloaf muffins.
Oh, I see.
And I thought to myself, boy, if we could have some tins in the shape of punctuation marks, you could scoop the ground beef into something like that. And you could have a question mark meatloaf for dinner. So I adopted that recipe as the official meatloaf of National Punctuation Day.
The question, I think, would be, Jeff, what's in the meatloaf?
You're in Santa Cruz, right?
So, that's correct.
Could be anything.
It could be in this town. You're exactly right. The website, if you would give it out, please.
Is nationalpunctuationday.com for the holiday and punctuationplaytime.com for the school program.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate it,
Thank
Jeff.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As opposed to .com, shouldn't it be period com if he says who he said, if he is who he says he is?
Time for us to get a look at your King of the Hill commute with Doug Winfrey.
56 past 8. Good morning, Doug.